Dreamscape presents Much Ado About a Widow by Jenna Jackson. Narrated by Anne Flosnick. Chapter 1. Late January, 1817. Staring out at the bleak winter landscape of frozen grass and lifeless trees, Lady Georgina Kirkpatrick decided that the infernal bumping of the carriage, taking her back to her father's estate in East Sussex, had been substantially less annoying to her yesterday. Of course, then Georgie had not spent 8 hours the previous day being bounced about, plagued by roads that seemed to conjure up every rock, good-sized boulder, and deep rut possible, just to shatter her spine. Now, though she was determined to face the rest of the drive with the steely fortitude passed down by generations of her family's ancestors, she couldn't help but sigh over the fact that the arduous ride was rather symbolic of the onerous marriage she faced at journey's end. The carriage hit a particularly deep rut, tossing Georgie into the lap of her lady's maid Clara, and making Lulu, Georgie's King Charles Spaniel, yip vigorously. Goodness gracious! Georgie picked herself up off of Clara's ample lap and gathered the protesting Lulu into her arms. There, there, my girl. Are you quite all right? Lulu yipped again and sneezed. Inspecting the dog's paws and legs, Georgie gave a nod and placed the little animal on the soft black leather seat beside her once more. Folger? Folger, I say! She stood up, swaying with the rocking motion of the carriage, and rapped on the trap with her bare knuckles, a little too smartly from the sting of them. The trapdoor opened, and one of her father's coachmen peered down at her.
Something the matter, my lady?
Is it at all possible to avoid at least some of the ruts in the road, Folger? She grabbed hold of the lip of the trap as the conveyance hit another bump. I'm being tossed about like a leaf in a high wind. If this ghastly motion continued, she might even cast up her accounts, though that was something she could not tell her coachman. Poor Lulu cannot stay on the seat. Folger sent a sharp look toward the spaniel, who bared her teeth at him in return.
I'll do what I can, my lady. This road's a bad un, especially this time of year. I'll slow the team down a mite. That should help.
Thank you, Folger. You are a prince among coachmen. The elderly servant ducked his head, his cheeks turning even redder than the cold had...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?